Hello and welcome to your MHEC News Brief. I'm Rhonda Wardlaw with a small amount of information that will hopefully have a huge impact on your higher education goals. So you say you want money from the state of Maryland to go to college. Well, trust me, we have it, about $130 million of it. If you know how to apply, you're already one step ahead of the other 65,000 students that we help annually to get those scholarships and grants. And if you're listening to this, I'm assuming that you filled out your FAFSA or your MFSA. If you haven't, then listen closely and go back to the podcast page where you'll see a short podcast on the free application for federal student aid, which is your FAFSA, or the Maryland State Financial Aid application, which is the MSFA. Take time, listen to that, learn how to fill it out, then come back and learn how to get an MD CAPS account. You said, what? That's right, your next step in accomplishing your process to get free money from the state of Maryland is to fill out an MD CAPS account. So the MD CAPS account is actually called the Maryland College Aid Processing System. It's an online system that allows you to process state scholarship applications that will be administered by MHEC and help you to get money using, well, updated technology. To use the MD CAPS account, you must first create a student login profile. The profile creation process will request an email address. This is critical. Please use an email address that you use all the time. Do not create an email address simply for your MD CAPS account. Once you have created that email address, an activation link will be sent to that email address that you provided. To get started, simply go to mhec.maryland.gov and click on the MD CAPS icon. Next, click Create a Student Login. That's located below the yellow login button. So why is this so important that you have an MD CAPS account? It's simple. It allows you to apply online for certain scholarship programs. It allows you to check your to-do list, check your application status, see if MHEC has received your FAFSA or your MSFA, accept or decline the awards that you get, which means money from the state of Maryland, change your enrollment status, change housing status, send help requests to our MHEC staff, as well as update your contact information. Now remember, once you complete and submit your FAFSA or MSFA, it automatically goes into your MD CAPS account. That's when MHEC will be notified about your financial aid that you are eligible. Again, even more money that you don't have to pay back. So let's get started and go to mhec.maryland.gov and click on the MD CAPS icon. Go back and re-listen to this podcast if you need an update on how to fill out the application. And if you have any questions, simply email us at osfamail@mhec.state.md.us. Again, email us at osfamail@mhec.state.md.us. Remember, you can always call us as well at 410-767-3300 and follow the prompt to press 1. Well, that wraps it up for this edition of your MD CAPS News Brief. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our YouTube channel and LinkedIn. We'll look forward to giving you more information that can help you achieve your higher education goals. Have a great day.